Yeah.
Mr. Coulson, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Hello, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
Well, how's everything on your front today?
Well, I think things are going well. We're getting a little bit going with Mr. McCloskey at the moment.
Oh, are you working on that?
Yes, sir. He, as you know, has made some pretty serious charges. I think you saw Henry, or Henry sent you a memo. I don't know whether you've seen it.
About Laos?
Yes, sir.
Ambassador and everything.
But,
serious but untrue.
Oh, God. And he went on Face the Nation today and argued that Ambassador Godley had instituted a new policy to deliberately destroy the villages. So we think that some of the tougher House members will take him on this afternoon and tomorrow. Which is the way to do it. We should stay out of it.
Well, we should at the White House, but...
The White House, right.
I think Laird might be well just to... Well, our state really should.
Yes, sir.
State really ought to say, after all they've taken an ambassador on, Roger should step up to that and just hit it right in the nose.
Well, we've suggested that state do that. We got a hold of them this afternoon. And,
what do they say?
I haven't heard back, Mr. President. We asked Hague to get to them. And also to have some of our tougher guys up on the Hill take him on tomorrow when they go into session. And perhaps get a statement out this afternoon if we can.
Yeah.
I think he's going to, personally, I think he's playing it a little bit too hard. And too early.
Well, certainly too early. Basically, in terms of his situation, it's, he's in the wrong party. I mean, if he were, if he were on the right,
mm-hmm.
he could be, but he isn't talking to a big enough audience.
That's right.
And Republican Party, see, it's in the Democratic Party, he'd be talking to a hell of a big audience.
Well, it was interesting on Face the Nation. He said that everywhere he went, he found the South Vietnamese were well-equipped, well-able to fight, every bit the equal of the North Vietnamese. And what he was really saying was that that your Vietnamization policy has succeeded, which affects in some way the credibility of his next argument, which is we ought to get out.
Yeah.
Forthwith, but...
Well, we mustn't allow his situation to distort our whole campaign, because...
not at all.
I mean by that, it has to be handled at levels where we don't escalate it.
Mm-hmm.
He must be hit, but not at too high a level. At the state level's just proper, and a couple of House members, but Ziegler should just stay out of it. He says he just...
Completely.
He should just refer it to the fact, well, I think the State Department is... respond to that, and that's what he should do tomorrow. He should not respond to it himself.
No, exactly.
And he ought to do that more often anyway, so that we don't get into this thing like that with him.
Well, you certainly don't want to dignify a guy like that.
Yeah.
Or elevate him any more than
he's a little bit. I think he's a little off his nut at this point. You know, he's very erratic.
Yes, he is. He always.
You don't quite go this far. He. It's a funny thing. Is that he and Regal and Goodell are just three of a kind, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and it's so bad with
he's emotionally upset, I think.
Yeah, and he's basically he's a fairly attractive, articulate fellow. It's a damn shame.
Oh, yes, he is.
It's a damn shame that he's gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
We have your hard hats coming in tomorrow, Mr. President.
Oh yeah, yeah. We told him to come in.
The Jim Hudson, who. I've talked to this morning, said that he thinks they're going to be, he thinks it'll go fine. He thinks the attitudes are better. There's one or two in there that still aren't completely back on the team, but the majority of them are. And we're one by one talking to them. I think it'll be a good meeting. I don't think there's any risk that it'll backfire on us.
What will be the sense of the meeting? I mean, are we just, how will it be handled? Just discuss the...
I've sent you in a briefing paper which suggests that you hit them right at the beginning on the economic issues. After all, if they're going to really participate fully in the economic rebound that is obvious with housing starts up, which is a big thing to them, they've got to get their own wage and price policy stabilized, and that's what we're trying to do. The thing they object to is that being singled out, and
they've singled themselves out, of course.
Exactly. I think that's just what needs to be said.
They're singled out, but
Well, I think what you can say is that you've had special problems, and we are really trying to help you with those problems.
Right.
Basically, they know that, most of them. And then if you can talk about the foreign affairs, they're still as hawkish as ever. And I think that, I think the meeting, I think it'll go well. I think it would have been bad not to have them, because...
Oh, no, I think we should have them.
Yeah. They would have felt...
Well, we didn't. We had them before. We're going to have them now. We're not going to duck away from it.
Exactly.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
I did talk to Ed Brook, as I indicated to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's on the track, he said.
Yeah, well, he's, let him go running off if he wants in months. But this is a way to handle him, and it keeps others a little loose, too. They think something's going on.
Well, that's exactly right. They're not quite sure what's up.
Well, they're all a little loose now, the China thing, where it keeps them loose and so forth.
That's right, exactly.
And,
I think there's a little different sentiment up there, Mr. President. I think Saxby coming back the way he did...
That's a pretty good blow for us.
Well, it sure is, and it makes a lot of fellows...
Actually, I think that when we sort of began with the March 7th speech, the April 7th speech, then the China thing, and I followed it up, of course, with the editors Friday night.
Which was very good.
Laid it right to them, you know, you can't leave, were you there during the radio?
I heard it on the radio,
yeah.
Mr. President.
Well, it was a good reaction, and the point is that you got to take a very solid, firm line on things at a time like this or otherwise. You know, the moment you start getting jittery and, you know, and reflecting the fraidy cats, and then they're all going to get frayed. They lose confidence in you.
That's right. And
it doesn't mean that we don't have a difficult time. We've got some of our hawks have been worrying, the doves are still worrying, and the war has been going on a long time. But now... the whole thing's winding down in such a way that people are going to say, well, now look, what the hell is the fight arguing about? Is it going to be 4 months or 6 months?
Exactly. Well, it clearly is a time to hold firm, and I think things are picking up. Lou Harris called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And they have completed their field survey, and he did not have all the raw data in, but he said, he did have raw data, but it hadn't been processed. And he said, there's one thing I'm convinced of, and that is that the president has picked up quite a bit. And I said, how much... Lou, and he said, well, he's certainly up from the last time. He said, one indicator is that in response to the question, do you approve of the way the president handled the Kelly matter, that the results on that were 56 approval, and I think it was 37. I don't have the figures with me. I think it was 55 to 37. And he said, that's an indicator that...
By his standards, our own standards indicated far higher than that, but you know, that's the way he puts it, excellent, fair, and all that sort of thing.
By the way he does it, that's damn good.
Yeah. And you plugged into him, though, what our ORC says on approval of the war.
Oh, yes, sir. And he said that that was consistent with what he was getting, an upswing. He hasn't told me how.
Well, the main thing is, we don't care what he shows so much. Chuck is basically if he shows a shift upwards.
That's the big.
That's the important thing.
If the trend is up with all the other good things that we know are coming along, that's what's really important.
And also, we know what our own polls show on there, and we know they're right because the ORC is. We don't load them at all. We just lay it in there. Right now, if we can keep, say, a Brook in line and get Saxby, that would make a very major break.
Well, I think
we got Saxby, I think, for a while at least.
Absolutely. I think he came back convinced.
I think the facts were pretty overwhelming when you go look at them.
Yes, sir. Well, I think if a Saxby stays in line, I think Percy, even though you never can trust the son of a gun, he's got more reason to want to stay in line with the political situation he has in Illinois.
He needs the money.
And he needs the money. And you get Brooke quiet, which I think we can do with careful work. You really don't have too many of our people out on the fringe.
Well, you basically have Javits and Case and Matthias, that kind of people.
Right? Schweiker.
And Schweiker, yeah.
And that's about it.
You can't do a hell of a lot with them, Chuck. Not a hell of a lot.
No, I don't think we can.
And Matthias is just weak, that's all. And Javits, of course, is going to play his own little games. Case will play his games.
Mm-hmm.
And Schreiker, I don't know what the hell makes him tick.
I think he's weak, just like Matthias.
He's like what Matthias, isn't he?
Yeah, personality-wise, he's very much like him. I think
sort of that's it. There isn't a great deal of strength of character in either of those two fellows from what I've been able to see.
No, unfortunately, there isn't. They're nice fellows, but there's just no guts.
Very nice fellows. Yeah. Oh, yes, that's not the issue.
No guts. Mac may begin to come around a little bit with Glenn Bell taking a good solid line. That may tend to every now and then make Matthias a little more nervous, but people see it. There's And the argument about taking away a 9 o'clock on a Friday night is a good argument for not doing it.
And there'll be another time. There'll be another time.
Well, it's the only way we really get the message to people. I'm concerned.
When I do it,
you do it, and it's a hell of a thing to say. But I just we fight and we make a little ground here and lose a little here. But when you go on, it just never fails to. To get at least get our people. Even if we don't make converts.
Once a month. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, this thing Friday, though, Chuck, I think it probably, either from those who heard or read or saw a little on television, it may have reached 30-40% of the people in a pretty positive way.
Well, there were two areas you discussed, Mr. President, that you just scored a home run on. The Cali question. I thought you handled that beautifully, and I think if there was public approval before, there's even more now, because you put it all in perspective, which it hadn't been put in very well. And the economy answers were marvelous. Both of those are things that
we want to strengthen.
That we want to strengthen, exactly. Mm-hmm. The economy issue, particularly.
Right. Well, we'll come on with more of that later. Conley, of course, is very effective there. We've got to get him out a little more.
Well,
I mean, he's out a lot, but I mean, we can't. We may have to get him a big forum one time. Just let him.
Well, he's what we've needed in terms of a good economic spokesman. God, we just haven't had one. But
you know, when you come down to it, you know, all of our other people are good, but they're bland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that isn't what they say. They just don't say it strong enough.
Well, McCracken is actually kind of a negative when he does.
Yeah, his stuff is it is so reasoned and cautious, and well, the other way, on the other hand, that he would be, it's best that he not do it. Schultz is good, he's solid, but not colorful.
No.
Conley's got color. Conley gets up there and he bangs it out there as if he believed it, you know.
He's great at that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find, I think we do have a couple of forums that we've been talking about for Conley on the economy. And we're going to start to try to do this on a very regular basis as some of the better figures.
Well, just be sure they're televised. I think we ought to get Rogers out a little more on the Vietnam thing. What do you think? He's very good, I mean, with PR on these things. See?
When it's something he's warmed up to, he's very good.
Yeah.
When he gets defensive, he's terrible. And
defensive, huh?
Defensive.
Yeah.
Which he sometimes does, but if he
what do you mean defensive? What do you mean, like when they pin him? What does he do then?
Well, he doesn't come through very strongly. When he's being pressed hard, but given a forearm of his own, he's very effective.
Yeah, we'll find one.
He did that when he spoke to the VFW, which was right after the revolution exercise. God, he was just tremendous. Because he did it with a lot of feeling, and he projected very well. When you get him into a press conference, he tends to.
Yeah. We'll try him. Try him again, maybe. On a forum where he's
Well, I've got of course he's gone, I think, for
maybe back Monday,
and then he goes again to Europe, so we we won't have him for a while, but I think he's gone for 2 weeks when he goes this next time. He will be here, that's right, he'll be here this coming week, and then I think he goes for 2 weeks after that, Mr. President.
What about Laird?
Laird is here, I think.
Yeah, but how does he come over, in your opinion?
I don't like to be critical of people with you. I don't think
not as effectively as he could.
I wouldn't use him. I mean, I wouldn't rely on him as a good spokesman. No.
You see, that's the problem in the foreign policy field. Beyond Rogers and Laird, there's nobody they want to hear.
That's right.
Hell, that's the real problem we got.
Well, I think it is, but I think that. If things happen the way we think they're going to happen, that may be less of an issue in the next.
Oh yes,
And it's kind of an issue now that that Bill Rogers does handle well. If things are going well,
he's much better when things are going well.
That's what I was trying to say before. If you get him pinned on something, he's not good. But if he's on
one thing for sure, one thing that you're even the This old China business has sure got the duds in a tizzy, hasn't it?
But they don't know how to do it.
They don't know what the hell to do.
They don't know how to react.
They don't want to react positively, but they don't know what the hell to do.
Well, the timing of it was just masterful. The way it turned out.
Yeah.
It was a marvelous break.
Yeah. Of course, the main thing there is that we mustn't get their hopes up too high, because it's going to cool off now some. I mean, nothing's going to happen in China. It's going to be a very slow process. So that's why I played it very down the middle. I just say, now look here, this is important, but let's not go running around and thinking that tomorrow we're going to have great relations with China. It's going to be a hell of a long time.
I think if you moved too fast, Mr. President, you'd get our constituents unhappy.
Well, you'd get the right. Hell yes.
So you've gone just as far as you need to go.
That's right. Stir up the doves. That's right.
But I've been amazed that...
But if they've been as quiet as they have, and the main thing is that we're still sticking by Taiwan, you see.
That's right.
And we will do that. Well, anyway, we shall see. We got Frazier in today. He was fine. He stood in line with us.
Shook heads.
He's a fine guy. Joe Frazier.
He apparently is, from all the reports we get, he's sympathetic to you.
Well, whether he certainly is good with young people. I mean, he's
very
young blacks. He says, look, you gotta work, kids. Well, that's why we had him.
We have Sammy Davis, who's smelling around.
We'll see. Wait just a little while, and then we'll do it.
if we pick up a few fellows like that, it has quite an effect.
Okay.
Fine, Mr. President. Thank you.